T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mickey, you know, baseball's a long season, but fortunes change rather quickly sometimes, and feelings do too. You know, coming in Monday, things were looking rather dim and gloomy, and now after 3 straight games against Washington, things look a lot better.
Yeah, they do, and, you know, it's all about winning ball games. You know, when you're winning, everything's great. When you're losing, it's not. So that's why you want to win as many as you can. You know, the guys have been playing great. They've been not giving in, not giving up. The persistence has always been there. And I feel like we can continue to climb out of this hole that we put ourselves in and, you know, start getting on a roll here.
Did you have a good feeling when Lagares went to the plate? He had been very effective against Doolittle, but he came up with a huge hit.
Yeah, I did have a good feeling. Obviously, he's confident against him right now. His last 2 at-bats, he'd gotten big, big hits in big situations against him. And another situation arose where it was the biggest situation in the game, and he came through once again. So, you know, happy for Lego. He's been out there, you know, just grinding it out and trying to get on a roll, and hopefully this will really put him where he needs to be.
You also get some extra benefits, I think, when a guy like Rajai Davis pops in. He's a sub, but he comes in, he helps the team. I think everybody on the bench exploded when Rajai hit that home run.
Yeah, they did. It was a great moment. And you know what? It saved us from having to use Diaz last night. So big homer there, you know, spread the game out a little bit, let us relax for an inning at least, and go out there and see another one of our young pitchers go up there and put up a zero, which is also big, you know. If he starts getting in trouble, you got to get Diaz up again. So the guys are picking each other up and getting it done the last few days.
Tyler Bachelor has been very good for you, but Drew Gagneau has been probably even a little bit better. You gave him the 8th inning last night.
Yeah, you know what? We felt like he deserved it. We were in a spot where we wanted to hold him in the 7th. That was going to be a big inning. We wanted to continue to hold him. You know, Scherzer was looked like he might not go back out. Right. So we wanted to hold him there, so we used Gesellman. We had the pitcher spot coming up. We didn't want to double switch because of our lack of players, because we had a couple guys that weren't usable on the bench. So it worked out well where Gagneau could pitch the 8th and keep us in the game. He had a 1-2-3 quick inning and kept the momentum going, and we come out and we get a win.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the walking wounded. Robbie Cano, what's his status right now?
Yeah, we're going to put him on the IL. You know, he had a low-grade quad strain. So, you know, we do need to be careful with him. So we're going to, you know, activate Luis Guillorme in his stead and go from there. You know, another guy, Jeff McNeil, right, is also going to the IL with that hamstring strain. You know, he's a guy that's going to need, you know, a few days rest and then, you know, kind of assess where he's at. And for his spot, we activated Ryan O'Rourke to help us out with the lefties and maybe throw an inning. So, you know, we had to make some moves, but, hey, we got to keep it going. We got guys out there that can play and get the job done, and they're going to go do it.
Mickey, good luck today. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Ed.